Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Gary Grove, G-R-O-V-E. As you know, I evaluated Mr. Grove as described in the reports cited above. Perry currently states that he has not had any additional treatment or diagnostic testing since my most recent evaluation in 2019. Perry, however, I am now in receipt of further records, many of which that were not previously available, so we'll summarize them here to a degree. Period. These show he filed an amended employee's claim petition as to dates of exposure on 6-23-09. Perry indicated he had an occupational exposure from 1-1-98 to the present and continuing. He claimed constant and repetitive physical labor and lifting as a recyclable handler caused lumbar injury, comma, orthopedic and neurologic in nature, comma, including herniated nucleus pulposus at L4-5, comma, degenerative disc and joint disease, comma, with recurrent lumbar radiculopathy. Period. He received an order approving settlement on 9-8-14. Relative to the exposure from January 2004 through the present, and claim number W2008-010111. This was in the amount of 20% partial total due to the residuals of lumbar sprain with disc herniation at L4-5. Period. He then applied for review of that award. Period. In paragraph, additional treatment records show he underwent a lumbar MRI on 11-29-08. Given a history of back pain with radiculopathy, period, it was compared to a prior study of 11-7-06. Period, when compared with the prior study, there was a slight decrease in the size of the central right paramedian disc herniation that has superior extension at the L4-5 level, but there was less mass effect upon the thecal sac when compared with the previous exam. But the MRI study is otherwise essentially changed from the previous exam. But he had degenerative discogenic disease from L3 through the S1 levels. But there were small disc bulges at L3-4 and L5-S1 levels, with slight narrowing of the neuroforamina bilateral to L5-S1 level and on the left side at the L3-4 level. Perry did a CAT scan of the cervical spine on 8-10-09 at the referral of Dr. Sabo, given a history of neck pain status post prior fusion. Period. Images were compared to a remote study done at this facility in 2003. Period revealed no evidence of loosening, infection, or other complication of the instrumented AP interbody fusion from C4 through C7. Period, there was loss of lordosis, but no frank malalignment. Period, he had erosive arthropathy of the left facet joint at C2-3, otherwise only mild degenerative changes of the upper cervical segments without bony canal or foraminal stenosis. Period, the degree of this degenerative change has remained stable in comparison to the prior exam. Period. On 6-25-10, Dr. Korda performed attempted implantation of a temporary dorsal column stimulator for a diagnosis of multiple level cervical nerve injury. Period. He had chest x-ray on 8-9-10, that showed no acute cardiopulmonary abnormalities. Period, x-rays of the cervical spine the same day showed spinal cord stimulator placement with its tips within the posterior aspect of the upper cervical spine region at about the C1 and C2 area. Period, there had been previous anterior and posterior fusion within the more inferior portion of the cervical spine. Period, only portions of these cervical fusions were visualized. Period. In paragraph on 8-15-10, the petitioner was admitted to Shore Medical Center. period. He related a work injury to his back in April 1998. Scratch that. He related a work. He complained of a work-related injury back in April 1998. Brady underwent surgery for this on 5/20/98, and then repeat surgery on 5/5/03. He had chronic pain since the injury in 1998. Period. He had returned to work, but still remains symptomatic. Period. His diagnosis was chronic cervicalgia, cervicogenic headache, cervical radiculopathy, status posterior cervical fusion. Period. He had a consultation while in the hospital on 8/16/10 by Dr. Nazha, N-A-Z-H-A, due to a history of clotting disorder. Pretty previously was on Coumadin, period. Dr. Nazha's impression was protein C deficiency, a history of right leg deep vein thrombosis, he was no longer on Coumadin. He held it for approximately 4 weeks. His INR was within normal limits or non-therapeutic. He was status post-cervical implant with stimulator for history of cervical radiculopathy. He had chronic back pain and was a current nicotine user with a 30-pack year history. On 8/17/10, Dr. Sabo performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Grove was discharged from the hospital on 8/19/10. Period. New paragraph. He underwent an evaluation by Dr. McClure on 8/1/11. Period. He has retained a further history of severe left eye trauma in 1970, treated with surgery for a prosthetic eye, right knee injury in 1995, treated with surgical arthroscopy, left knee injury in 1998 that was work-related, treated with surgery by Dr. McCloskey, and gallbladder surgery in October of 2004. Period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date, and reference his previous report to obtain further information. Period. After completing his exam, Dr. McClure offered partial total disability referable to the cervical spine, but this was given his history of cervical discogenic C5 to C7 requiring instrumented fusion, anterior, posterior with partial incorporation. He found no demonstrable objective evidence of increased permanency referable to the cervical spine for that incident. He also underwent a permanency evaluation by Dr. Tobias on 1/26/12. In paragraph on 6/7/12, he was re-examined by Dr. McClure. At that juncture, he explained that after the second procedure done by Dr. Sabo in 2003, Dr. McClure had increased his estimate of permanency by 5%, bringing him to a 20% partial total at the cervical spine. Period. Since seen in the summer of July 20, 2011, and again in June 2002, he continued to work with the same employer in the same capacity. Period. His job entailed intermittent heavy lifting. Period. He has referred to an incident on 6-23-08 and 9-17-08 when he was performing heavy lifting and experienced cervical pain. Period. He then had additional treatment. Period. Dr. McClure believed his subsequent diagnosis, comma, procedure, and current status are unrelated to a four-year occupational exposure that concluded in 1998. Period. New paragraph. On 8-17-12, Mr. Grove was seen at Atlantic Care Regional Medical Center emergency room after being involved in a motor vehicle accident. Period. They noted he had a history of multiple surgeries on his back, as well as neck surgery with 7 rods in his neck. Period. He underwent various x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He was then diagnosed with motor vehicle collision and neck sprain on dilaudid. Period. He was to follow up with his private physician. Period. The x-rays done here included a CAT scan of the cervical spine, as well as plain x-rays of the cervical spine and lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph. On 4-8-13, he underwent repeat x-rays of the lumbar spine compared to a study of 8-16-12. Period. There were multi-level degenerative changes. Period. These were, again, evident from L2 through S1, most pronounced at L4-5 and L5-S1, where there was end plate sclerosis, comma, osteophyte production, comma, and facet arthropathy evident. Period. There were small anterior osteophytes also seen at L3. Period. A spinal stimulator was present posteriorly. Period. An IVC filter overlies the right-hand aspect of L2-3. Period. There were also surgical clips in the right upper quadrant. Period. On 1-14-14, Mr. Grove was seen at advanced spine and pain by Dr. Patharkar, P-A-T-H-A-R-K-A-R, period. No interventional pain management was scheduled due to his blood thinners. Pretty also had several injections to the lumbar spine previously with short-term relief. Period. He was going to continue using oxycodone and oxycontin, decreased from previous dosages. Period. He continued to be seen by these pain specialists through 8-21-14, period. On that occasion, Dr. Rinnear, R-I-N-N-I-E-R, instructed him to continue stretching with home exercise and applying heat and ice, period. As before, no interventional pain management was recommended due to blood thinners and his previous failure to respond favorably to earlier injections. Period. New paragraph on 5/10/18. It was seen at Atlantic Care Emergency Room again with lower extremity pain and lower extremity swelling for the past day. Period. He had a history of prior DVT. Period. He was on Coumadin and had a Greenfield filter. Period. He underwent various diagnostic studies, and including a venous ultrasound of the right leg. Period. There was evidence of DVT associated with the right popliteal vein. Period. He was discharged on medication to follow up with his personal physician. Period. New paragraph, he saw Dr. Deepak, D-E-E-P-A-K, at Penn Medicine on 6/15/18. Period. This was for evaluation of post-thrombotic syndrome. Period. He wrote, the ultrasound showed evidence of a DVT associated with the right popliteal vein. Period. He expressed his concerns for IVC thrombosis and recommended a CT venogram of the abdomen and pelvis to evaluate for same. Period. This was done on 6/18/18 to be inserted here. Period. He underwent a lumbar MRI on 8/17/18 at the referral of Dr. Sabo compared to the study of 2/25/17. Period. Insert those results here. Period. Mr. Grove returned to Dr. Sabo on 8/21/18. Period. He reviewed the results of the MRI and recommended postoperative lumbar physical therapy. Scratch that. Reviewed the results of the MRI. Period. Opined operative intervention was not recommended at that time. Period. He had achieved maximum medical improvement status from a neurosurgical perspective. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Grove underwent a cervical spine MRI on 5/4/98 at the referral of Dr. Wyand, W-E-I-A-N-D. Period. It revealed central to right paracentral disc protrusion at C5-6, semicolon, bilateral bilobed disc protrusion at C6-7 with right-sided component larger than the left. Period. He had a chest x-ray on 5/18/98 that showed no acute findings. Period. On 5/20/98, Dr. Sabo performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He had intraoperative and postoperative x-rays. Period. He was discharged from the hospital on 5/24/98, period. He had additional cervical spine x-rays, including one on 11/13/98. Period. It showed status post anterior cervical fusion from C5 through C7 with no malalignment. Period. He also was evaluated by Dr. Tobias on 1/21/99. Period. Mr. Grove saw Dr. McClure again on 6/17/99. Period. He offered 15% partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. He also offered 1% partial total disability referable to the left iliac crest. Brady found no demonstrable objective evidence of permanent disability at the right shoulder, comma, right arm, comma, or lumbar sacral spine. Impaired. The basis for his cervical spine assessment was clinically significant disc herniation, SC5-6 and C6-7, for which he had undergone anterior cervical discectomy and fusion with instrumented fixation. Period. Repeat cervical spine x-rays were done on 7-17-02 that showed evidence of previous cervical fusion from C5 through C7 of uncertain age. Period on 11-26-02, Dr. Sabo had him undergo a new cervical MRI to be inserted here. Period on 3-25-03, he had the petitioner undergo a cervical myelogram followed by CAT scan to be inserted. On 5-5-03, Dr. Sabo performed another cervical spine surgery to be inserted here. Period once again, he had serial cervical spine x-rays performed. Period. On 9-9-04, Dr. Tobias performed another permanency evaluation. Period on 4-4-05, Dr. McClure performed a permanency evaluation. Period. He offered 20% permanent partial total disability overall at the cervical spine. Period. This was increased by 5% from his previous assessment. Period. He once again had no permanency at the pelvis, hip, or low back. Period. Cervical spine x-rays were done on 6-15-05 and revealed status post-combined anterior and posterior fusion. Period. There had been no change by report and the fusions appear solid. Period. Dr. Sabo had him undergo another cervical spine MRI on 8-16-05. Period. It showed small C7-T1 new left lateral recessed disc herniation and postoperative changes from C5 through C7. Period. On 8-24-06, he had another MRI compared to the study of 8-16-05. Period. There was no interval change compared to the previous exam. Period. There was small C7-T1 left lateral recessed disc herniation. Period. There was also postoperative changes from C5 through C7 with disc bulging at C3-4. Period. He had another lumbar MRI done on 11-7-06 to be inserted here. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He had a strong tobacco odor of his body. Period. Extremities upper, normal extremities lower. There was swelling of both calves. Period. His patellar reflexes were traced bilaterally, but 2+ at the Achilles. Period. He had non-localizing pinprick sensory loss in lower extremities. Period. Peripheral pulses and soft touch were intact. Period. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical. Inspection revealed a forward held posture and a posterior longitudinal scar measuring 4.5 inches in length. Period. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period. Extension was to 15 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 45 degrees, and bilateral side bending 40 degrees. Period. The rest of that is normal. Spine thoracic. Inspection revealed an increased kyphotic curve, but no apparent scars. Period. Lumbar sacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period. He changed position slowly and was unable to squat and rise. Period. Inspection revealed a decreased lordotic curve and a midline 4-inch longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees flexion, but actively flexed to only 40 degrees and extended to 20 degrees. Period. Bilateral side bending and rotation were full. Period. When distracted, and he went to pick up his sock from the floor, he flexed fully. Period. He had tenderness of the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. occur. The rest of that is normal. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right. At 70 degrees and left at 60 degrees, elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. Gary Grove continues to allege he sustained permanent injuries to his spine from the repetitive, heavy nature of his job. Period. He currently describes the mechanism of injury as, quote, overworked, period, end quote. He was diagnosed with compacted discs in the neck and lower back, for which he underwent surgery. Period. Since seen here in 2019, he had no new tests or treatment. But he also denied any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. The history from previously obtained will be inserted as marked for my prior report or reports. Period. The current examination of Mr. Grove found that he had a strong tobacco odor about his body. Period. There was swelling of both calves. Period. He had traced patella reflexes bilaterally and non-localizing pinprick sensation loss in the lower extremities. Period. He had variable mobility but the lumbar spine. Period. Sitting at supine straight leg raise maneuvers failed to correlate with one another. Period. The latter did not elicit any radicular complaints. Period. He had decreased range of motion about the cervical spine and an increased kyphotic curve in the thoracic spine. Period. New paragraph. My opinions on permanency will be the same as marked in my most recent report. And that is the end.